Hey, world changers. I hope you had a great weekend and a week. This is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I am your host, Cisco Valenzuela. Brazen Veracity is a weekly podcast where I bring the bold truth on today's issues and discuss how to live your best life following Jesus Christ. This is episode 16, and I'm calling this one Dancing in the Rainstorm, and you'll understand very soon. So in the meantime, just hold tight. We're gonna break for a quick second. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back from the break. Once again, my name is Cisco Valenzuela, and this is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I'm calling this one Dancing in the Rain for a reason, just very recently, and this is why I had to take some time off for a bit. Tragedy has struck my family. I had two nieces and their mother. They were driving in their car going home, and as they were crossing the intersection, somebody that was driving way too fast ran a red light, lost control, and crashed into my family's car there. And they all ended up in the hospital. The man that crashed into them got out of his car and took off. So he ran. My nieces were in the hospital fighting for their life. They were ages 11 and 8. And their mom, they were all in the hospital there. And unfortunately, my 8-year-old niece didn't make it. She went home to be with the Lord. And right now, she's literally not suffering anymore, which is good if you try to see the cup half full. And my other niece, she's doing much better. She's now eating, taking notes, she's talking. She is pretty banged up and bruised, but she was with a neck brace on. She had a breathing tube, she had a feeding tube, and everything else. But with the improvements, she's doing a lot of that on her own now. So thank God for that. And mom is doing pretty well too. She got pretty banged up, but not as critical as my two nieces. And my brother, man, my poor brother. He's suffering so much. He's grieving so much. And understandably so, because this young life, she was so beautiful. These are his only children that he has. And one of them was taken from him. And that's hard. There are no words to be able to explain the grief that someone feels when they lose a child. And she's my niece, and it's so heartbreaking. It is. And thankfully, the man that was responsible for this, they found him and they arrested him. So they're going through the whole process right now. And it's hard to take all this in. It's hard to understand why something like this could happen. But I think, as a society, people have become so careless with life that people don't understand that even in their own carelessness, it can affect somebody else. One thing that I've learned growing up was that everything that you do or fail to do will always affect somebody else. It has bold truth right there. I'm thankful that I have God in my life, and a lot of my family do too, because it would be so much harder. I couldn't imagine how we'd be able to deal with this if we didn't have God there to give us comfort and peace. That's a thing that only He can do. I can tell you I'm so thankful and grateful to friends and family, not just in our city, but across the world, that the moment that this was shared on Facebook. If you followed my Brazen Veracity Facebook page or even my personal page, Cisco Valenzuela, right there on Facebook, as soon as we posted what was going on, there was an immediate response of support, prayers from all kinds of people. Man, it really touched my heart to see soldiers and Marines that I was stationed with years and years ago that I haven't even seen in years reach out to share their condolences and their grief and their prayers with us as well. And that has really touched my heart. That's so awesome. That is so awesome. That really does give hope for the future. It really does. And also, there's a GoFundMe page for my family to help with the expenses, medical expenses, funeral expenses, all the hard things that we don't like talking about, but have to be dealt with. It was set up, and the response that has been there from the community and from friends and family has been tremendous. It has been awesome. I'll put that also in the show notes, the GoFundMe page. So if you want to support and help my family, help my brother and the girl's mom during this time, we'd highly appreciate it. We're so grateful for you. You know, it's hard. It's a challenge. And not only for us that have dealt with the loss, God spoke to me and it made me think, what about the man that caused this? I just hope that he finds the Lord. I really do. I hope that he finds the Lord, but because to know that he's going to have to deal with this the rest of his life. I don't know how much time in jail he's going to spend, how much time in prison. That's justice here on earth. There's going to be justice that happens. But I pray that this man finds the Lord so that nothing like this ever happens again. For him or for anybody else. That's a bold truth that a lot of people would rather not talk about, would rather not see. And I get it. I really do. You know, I just pray that as this continues, that the Lord continues to give us strength, that there's peace in my brother's heart and peace in the girl's mom's heart, peace in her sister, my other niece's heart, and she's growing up now without her sister, her younger sibling. It's hard, man. Life is hard. It was never promised to be easy. But it really makes you evaluate life again. See how precious it is. That not every day is guaranteed, that the people that you love aren't guaranteed to be there tomorrow. So even if you have that friend, that family member, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your aunt or your uncle or whoever it is. And even if they're working your last nerve and sometimes you just can't stand being around them, make sure you love them. Make sure you tell them that you love them, because you never know. You never know how fragile life is. One moment they can be here and the next moment they're not. God gives us two gifts to open up every day. And those are our eyes. They're gifts, and that's why we call it the present. And we have to live in this present. Because the future is not promised. Hold tight to those that you love. Hold tight to those that that God has placed in your life. Forgive often and quickly. Have no regrets. Be in a place where if things change, you won't have any regrets. Tell people you love them. Because you never know. And that's seriously some bold truth right there. I'm gonna take a short break right there, and we'll be right back. Welcome back from the break once again. My name is Cisco Valenzuela, and this is the Brazen Veracity Podcast. And here we are on part two of our 16th episode, Dancing in the Rain. And so in our first segment, I talked about the tragedy that struck my family and, you know, what we're dealing with right now. What I want to do is just take a little time to just express once again how valuable and how fragile life is. And that's why I came to realize when I was 30 years old, the importance of being saved and receiving Jesus into my heart, because I didn't want to leave my eternity to chance. I've had plenty of conversations with people that didn't believe in God. That's their free choice. It can. Not to say that they were bad people, because they were good friends, good people, depending on what you measure good by. But that's for another topic. But in this time, how I see that I don't want to leave it up to chance, and how I don't want to leave it up to chance for anybody. And that's why I do this, so that people recognize that in following Jesus, it's not joining a religion. It's not about looking holy and all that. It's about developing a relationship with someone who is real and someone who gave their life so that you can live. I had a question when in my mind and in my heart, and I think a lot of people do, when they're contemplating what to do in their next stage of life. And that is, where does this all end? What's the purpose of our existence here? Do we just born, we live, and we die, and that's it? It's almost like a dream that we're living. It's just temporal, and once it's done, and then there's nothing left, we don't know until we get there. So could I say that's a possibility? Yeah, it's a possibility. But there's also the possibility that God is real, that Jesus Christ did come on this earth to die for our sins, to break the chains of bondage over our life, so that we can be truly free, and that when the time comes, when our assigned time comes, that we can be, or I should say that we, at that moment, step into our eternity, the eternity that we have determined by our choices here on earth. And I'm not saying at all that your good outweighs your bad, or your bad will outweigh your good to determine it. It's not about that. It's about whether you receive Jesus into your heart or not. What did you do with the Son that God gave us? Because just as the possibility that there's nothing at the end of this world, that there's nothing at the end of this life, that we just become worm food at the end of this life, there's also that possibility that there's an eternity that we walk into. All right? So if I'm wrong and there's nothing, then I really lost nothing. I really lost nothing at that point. But for the people that don't believe in God, and you're wrong, if that possibility is there, and you're wrong, then you really have lost everything. And we have to take that serious. Because just as we saw with how fragile life is, and how death doesn't discriminate by age, by color, by culture, death doesn't care. It doesn't matter if you think you're a good person or not, death doesn't care. It's just reality. We have to be wise in how we live our life. If we're living it solely for ourselves and our own pleasure, or to make a difference in this world, to impact the lives of others, so that even if it's a brief amount of time that you have with them, is something that you said, something that you did, the time that you spent with them is valuable, will impact and change people's lives for the better. And that's our purpose here on earth. With whatever gifts, talents, and abilities that you have, that you glorify God because it makes a positive difference and a change in the world. I called it dancing in the rain because even in the midst of this, even in the midst of the grief and the pain and the sorrow and the hurt at the loss of such a precious and innocent life, that we can go on and that God is going to give us the strength. For the time that we had, it was beautiful. And even in the midst of this, we can make changes. Maybe we can come together and encourage one another that drinking and driving is not right in any circumstance, at any time. That driving recklessly, like an idiot, is never cool and is never funny and is never right. That there's so many things that people have accepted into this world as being okay when they're not. Because in a moment's time of carelessness, of recklessness, lives can be changed for the worst, or with wisdom that deliberate and intentional choices, lives can be changed for the good, for the positive. And that's what we need to be. We need to be world changers. And it starts right here in our world, in your own personal world. And when the hard times come, you can still go to God and get strength and get encouraged and continue forward. And what that does is give other people strength, because they see that even though that you're troubled and you're full of sorrow, that you don't let it control your life or your actions. Life is not always going to be, you know, peaches and cream and just a jolly good time. There's going to be times where it gets difficult, but we have choices that we have to make, how we handle it. And I pray that when and if a difficult time comes into your life, I pray it's nothing like this, that you're able to look up, look to God for direction, guidance, and comfort, peace, and strength. You're comforted knowing that he'll give it to you, just like he's doing for us. All right, family. Love you. God bless you. Hold tight to those that you love. Tell them that you love them often. Ask for forgiveness often. Forgive those that have hurt you often, so that you don't ever have to live a life of regret. And that's the bold truth. God bless you. Have a good week. We'll see you again soon. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning into Brazen Veracity. I hope that you are blessed. You can connect with me by going to brazenveracity.com. Right there, you'll find several options of where you can listen to the show. You can drop me a message. You can sign up to get emails. But every time something is put out there on the website, I would love to hear from you. Also, there on the website, you can purchase official Brazen Veracity merchandise like t-shirts for men, women, hoodies, tank tops, joggers, phone cases for iPhones and for Androids, masks, and several other items. I do have a line called Run for Hope 2K21, and all the profits from that line are going to United We Can Run for Hope. I want to thank everyone who has already purchased merchandise. We've raised over $100 already that is going to Run for Hope. Let's keep going. I appreciate each one of you. I'm trying to get to at least 1,000 marks. Let's do this together, all right? And once again, I just want to remind you that anything from the 2K21, the Run for Hope 2K21 line, I'm not keeping not one penny of it. I'm so passionate about this cause that I'm giving all of it to Run for Hope. So also, if you like what you hear and would like to support me directly, there on brazenveracity.com, you can make a monthly contribution or at the very bottom, make a one-time donation through PayPal. Your support helped me in keeping this podcast going and also improve what you receive. Once again, this is Cisco Valenzuela, your host. Stay in the fight, keep up the fire, and have a great week. God bless you.
God bless you. Goodbye.